Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, isolated rain and snow early, then rain upper 30s around 40. We'll see wind gust at 20. Tonight, mostly cloudy, rain and snow becoming all snow, accumulations of less than an inch. For tomorrow, lingering snow showers early, otherwise mostly cloudy skies, upper 30s. Tomorrow night, cloudy, lower 20s, and Sunday, mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 36.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. A Navy sailor stationed in Virginia pleaded guilty this week to giving a Russian national classified information. The Virginian pilot reports that Chief Petty Officer Charles T. Briggs also pleaded guilty to making false official statements three times. Briggs' rank was reduced to E4 and he was sentenced to 18 months and an additional 13 months for the second conviction. Briggs was accused of acquiring classified information while stationed at Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska from 2018 to early 2019. A Nebraska prisoner in his 60s has died at Lincoln Hospital after testing positive for the coronavirus in mid-November. Corrections officials say the inmate had underlying medical conditions and the exact cause of death hasn't been confirmed. Officials didn't release the inmate's identity but said he was serving time for a robbery conviction in Seward County. Rick Everett, Mid-American Network News.
Our veterans deserve a lot of things. Praise, honor, respect. What they don't deserve are attempts to take advantage of their service. Sadly, scammers often target veterans by going after their pensions or disability benefits with fake requests for personal information, charity scams, fake rebate offers, and more. Be vigilant and remember the Veterans Administration won't request personal information by phone, email, or text. Help protect those who protected our country. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork to learn more. Paid for by AARP.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it for the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started. Or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Governor Lori Kelly has named Lieutenant Governor Lynn Rogers as Kansas' next state treasurer. Rogers said yesterday that he hopes to expand state programs designed to help farmers and prospective homeowners obtain low-interest loans. The Democratic governor cited her 2018 running mate's nearly 40-year career in banking as a key reason to appoint him treasurer. The office will become vacant on the 2nd of next month when Republican State Treasurer Jake LaTurner steps down to take the eastern Kansas seat in the U.S. House. Governor Kelly has released a report outlining more than 60 recommendations to state legislature and government officials on how to tackle racial justice. The recommendations released yesterday were crafted by a commission Kelly appointed in response to the May 25th death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Kelly had asked the panel to focus on relationships between law enforcement agencies and the communities they police. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
It's not just the end of the year, it's the end of 2020. And Rusty at Ford says, let's bring in 2021 a little early with just $21 down on every new Ford in stock. Plus, you still get discounts up to $14,000 off every new 2020 and 2021 F-150, Explorer, Expedition, and more. Not one truck, not just two SUVs. Every new Ford in stock. Before we put this year behind us, you should put just $21 down on your next Ford and get discounts up to $14,000. If you don't buy your new Ford with just $21 down, You paid too much. So if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offers hours like this vehicle for the group credit tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition Intel stock to deal for store. Amazon B60,080. Plus, you have discount 8,000 on credit effect. Free country 8,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualified. All four rebates taken on fire sales excluded. Office expired December 31st, 2020.
Authorities in southwest Kansas have arrested a 51-year-old man on suspicion of raping a 7-year-old girl. Our news partners at KTV report the Liberal Police Department said officers responded Wednesday to the report of a child sex offense. They learned that the child had been sexually assaulted while at her babysitter's house. Liberal police arrested the suspect at a Liberal home and booked him into jail on allegations of rape of a child under the age of 14. His name was not released. Authorities say the investigation is ongoing. Another victim of the COVID virus, the Kansas football game versus Texas, KU in Texas, canceled due to COVID-19. The cancellation was announced after the shutdown of the Texas football operations due to recent positive COVID-19 testing. That matchup between KU and Texas will not be rescheduled. And that almost summer-like weather that we've experienced for this week, it's gone. Winter's back. Mid-America Network News.
COVID-19 has reminded us all of the importance of our health. Community healthcare system has safety precautions in place that mean you don't need to skip needed checkups or wellness visits. Parents, be sure to check with providers to make sure your children's immunizations are up to date and make time for flu shots this fall. It's never been more important to stay healthy. Let community healthcare system protect you and your family. Learn more at chcsks.org. Community healthcare system, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. An additional 2 COVID-related deaths this week mark 17 to date in Marshall County. This as active cases remain stable at 55, down from a peak of over 200 cases at the end of October. 4 people remain hospitalized. Washington County had fallen to 14 active cases this week, down 6 from a week earlier, and substantially down from a peak of 92 in mid-November. 2 remain hospitalized. With the COVID crisis, Pawnee mental health therapist Susan Jordaning talks about the effect of the pandemic, especially during these holiday periods.
It does add to a little bit of the depression, but with the use of Zoom or some other televideo through maybe Facebook Messenger or some other format like that, families are still trying to stay connected. So that's a really positive for technology and the advances we've had. So that's a benefit, but it is definitely difficult and definitely stressful for families right now.
Jordaning talks about things you can do to boost your mental health.
Now, it's important to make sure that, you know, we're taking care of ourselves, making sure that we're still having contact with people, whether it be through phone or through Zoom. In person is generally a more positive way, you know, using, of course, the COVID recommendations of social distancing and face masks. We still can have the social interaction we need, but utilizing the time to maybe building bonds within your family. So just self-care activities, going for a walk, deep breathing, anything that's relaxing and calming and soothing is recommended for sure. It's necessary, I think, at this point.
Susan Jordaning with Pawnee Mental Health will be our guest on the Public Affairs program this weekend as we discuss the topic further, airing Saturday morning at 7:10. Jordaning closes, reminding folks to keep a positive outlook.
This is a perfect time as we're approaching these holidays of being of grateful and looking at what we have and, you know, focusing on the positives in our lives can really help make us more aware of what we have and can increase positivity and happiness overall. It's a good time to really reflect on what we do have versus what we don't have, and being able to focus on those positives can help your mental health. It's important for people to stay in a positive mindset.
Josie Butler, age 82 of Lincoln, formerly of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Josie Butler. Wayne E. Kasich, age 82 of the Lewiston-Burchard area, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 1:30 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice. Interment in the Evergreen Home Cemetery at Beatrice. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8. At the Harmon Wright Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Wayne Kasich. Marjorie J. Cudney, age 88, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Monday, 2 p.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville, burial of the church cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Cudney. Elaine J. Samberger, age 72, of Barnes, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30 at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Visitation Monday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Monday, 6 until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Elaine Samberger. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, fried chicken, mashed potato, green beans, and berry bliss. Monday, chicken strips, mashed potatoes, peas, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time 7:15.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays from Blue Valley Technologies.
We hope you enjoy lots of merriment with family and friends,
whether in the real world or the virtual one.
We also thank you for your support during this challenging year
and the opportunity to help keep you connected.
Are you expecting Santa to put new devices under the tree?
Ask us about an internet speed upgrade.
Contact us today at bluevalley.net.
Have a safe,
connected,
and happy holiday season.
Santa is ready for your letters. Drop your letters to Santa at the Marysville City Hall until December 18th. Sponsored by Marysville Chamber and Main Street, the City of Marysville, and the North Pole.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map, busy weather across the central parts of the Midwest. We have a strong low pressure system moving across the area. On the warm side of the system, we're seeing some rain showers and thunderstorms. On the back end of the system, we're seeing some snow across Nebraska, Kansas, and that will push into Iowa and into the east central parts of the Midwest as we head towards tonight, continuing into tomorrow. This low will continue to push off towards the east. It is also bringing down some cooler temperatures, bringing cooler temperatures behind it as well as we head into Sunday, early parts of next week. Like I said, once the system moves out, it looks like we'll see quiet weather Sunday and into the early parts of next week. So across the area, isolated rain and snow early, then scattered rain, upper 30s. Tonight, rain and snow becoming all snow, accumulations of less than an inch, 29. For tomorrow, lingering snow showers early. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-December 43, record high on this date 75. The average low 21, the record low is 6 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:37, sunset this evening at 5:05. 36 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 11th of December. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Rise and shine. It's Elsie Grace's annual pajama party this Saturday. Come shop in your pajamas from 7 to noon and get a special discount. Enjoy samples of fudge, shop a wide variety of gifts for everyone on your list, and do it all in your pajamas. Only at Elsie Grace's in Frankfort this Saturday. Once you visit, you'll be hooked.
The Rams get payback and a college basketball blue blood surprising decision. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Meeting for the first time since Super Bowl 53, the L.A. Rams got revenge against the Tom Brady-less Patriots.
Now they're in second and 9 from the Rams' 12-yard line. Play action, screen right. It's intercepted. Kenny Young down the left side. He hits midfield. Needs a block. Young to the inside. Now back to the outside. 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, L.A.!
The call on ESPN LA 710. The Rams' defensive dominance continued. Kenny Young's pick six marked the third straight game the Rams have scored a defensive touchdown. LA's defense also sacked Patriots quarterback Cam Newton four times, while running back Cam Akers rushed for 171 yards. The Rams thumped the Patriots 24-3. Head coach Sean McVay says redemption for the Super Bowl loss was not on his mind.
It's a totally different year. Doesn't have anything to do with what occurred a couple years ago, and it's a big win for us.
College hoops, Duke's men's basketball program announced it will forego the remainder of its non-conference schedule following the team's December 16th tilt with Notre Dame out of an abundance of caution due to the pandemic. Head coach Mike Krzyzewski in video on the team's Twitter account.
Just for our fans out there, these kids go through a lot. You know, and then it's, they're not paid employees, and we need to take care of them. So those are a couple of the decisions that we made, and we feel very good about them.
Coach K also said players are encouraged to go home for the holidays and that the team looks forward to playing a full slate of ACC conference games beginning December 29th against Pittsburgh. NBA six-time All-Star forward Paul George has agreed to a four-year, $190 million contract extension to remain with the Los Angeles Clippers. The extension includes a new player option for the 2024-25 season. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Friday Night Basketball, Kansas Jayhawks pregame at 5:30, tip-off at 6 on FM, 95.5. High School Hoops, Marysville hosting Clay Center on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights is host to Republic County. Hanover entertains Wetmore. Washington County is host to Wakefield. Frankfort continues play in the Women's Tournament versus Manhattan Chief. Axtell will host Onega. Centralia's at Nemo Hall Central. Diller Odell at Sterling. Southern is host to Tri-County.
Planning an ag building or bin construction? Build right from the ground up with concrete pads from Inline Construction. Add an approach for your commercial or ag building for added functionality. They also do basement and foundations, plus retaining walls, driveways, patio, and sidewalks. Call for a quote today, Inline Construction, at 562-5525.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. USDA released the December crop production and world ag supply and demand estimate report yesterday. USDA dropped soybean ending stocks down to 175 million bushels. That's 15 million bushels lower than last month due to an increase in domestic crush. Total U.S. oilseed production for 2020-2021 projected 123.7 million tons, down from last month's report. U.S. season average soybean price $10.55 a bushel, up 15 cents. The December U.S. corn supply and use outlook unchanged from November. The projected season average farm price also unchanged at $4 a bushel. The outlook for 2020-2021 U.S. wheat this month called for slightly smaller supplies. Unchanged domestic use, though, higher exports and lower ending stocks. Supplies reduced on lower imports. Projected ending stocks dropped 15 million bushels to 862 million, 16% lower than last year. The season average farm price for wheat unchanged, $4.70 a bushel. The U.S. Dairy Export Council and the National Milk Producers Federation applauding the announcement that the U.S. Trade Representative is taking action on Canada's dairy policies. U.S. Trade Rep Robert Lighthizer initiating official consultations with Canada to examine the administration of its tariff rate quota obligation for dairy. The two U.S. dairy organizations have long raised alarms about the need to ensure the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement is fully enforced due to Canada's history of undermining trade agreements. Senate Finance Committee Chair Chuck Grassley and Banking Committee Chair Mike Crapo both say the Trump administration is taking the right step for American dairy producers and farmers. One of the biggest improvements in the new USMCA provision is providing access to Canada's dairy market, which has unfairly restricted equitable access to American dairy for years. The two Senate committee chairs said they hope the Canadian partners can resolve the issue without going to arbitration, but are supportive of Ambassador Lighthizer's efforts either way. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Friday morning. Sips back with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. And as we do on many Fridays, we check in with the latest Steckline report with, of course, Mr. Larry Steckline. Good morning, Larry.
FSA has reversed an earlier ruling regarding active management for family farm operations, folks, and this could affect a lot of us. FSA restored the previous definition of active persons management and significant contribution and relating phrasing in a rule on farm program subsidy eligibility and payment limitations. FSA calls it a correction and means farm family operations now are not subject to the more stringent management requirement applicable to farming operations comprised of non-family members. So, in short, if you're a mom and dad and a son or a daughter, you've got it pretty easy to prove that you're the farmer. Now, if they're non-family members, they've got to jump a little few more hoops, and I'm kind of in favor of that. The FSA administrator said this means that members of family farm operations will now be defined as established in the 2014 Farm Bill, and then it was reissued and supported by the 2018 Farm Bill. The National Sustainable Ag Coalition says the reversal on payment limits sells out farmers because the 2018 Farm Bill expanded the types of family members eligible and included first cousins, nieces, and nephews, which maybe have gone a little too far. But, quite honestly, I still think it's a good deal. To be eligible, a recipient must provide either 25% of farm management or 500 hours of management annually. And that's the rules that they'll be going by. That's it for this Steckline report.
For Larry Steckline, I'm Sam Speck, Mid-America Ag Network News.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. We're talking the corn market today and what we can look forward to in 2021. More after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
As we talk about the demand for corn, let's bring in Dr. Matt Roberts of Kern Metal. He's based in Worthington, Ohio, and let's begin with ethanol and whether the demand for corn for making ethanol is going to be revived anytime soon.
The main thing that's really hurt ethanol over the past 12 months, the kind of the short term, of course, is COVID. It's the collapse in driving. Now we do it all on Zoom, and that's not just this. This is everything. What I would expect is as we move into the second quarter, probably, of 2021, we expect to start seeing a lot of things loosen up. We know that we now have three vaccines that are out that are effective. I believe we'll start to see a lot of things return to something more normal. By fourth quarter 2021, I think driving demand, mileage demand goes back so that ethanol can get back to a more normal area. Now, one of the problems is over time, we've seen compression in that ethanol demand as cars become more effective or better mileage as yields go up. So ethanol hasn't given us the big boost in prices, but it's at least held it. So I think, yeah, through 2021, that piece of the demand puzzle looks a lot better.
Another piece of the corn puzzle is China and how badly their crop was damaged.
Clearly, it was hurt. I mean, let's be honest. It doesn't matter what really any of us have heard. Unless you actually have the ability to travel over thousands of miles in China, it's all guesswork, and we're going to infer it by how they act. It's clear it was a bad year. It's clear that they're shorter of feed grains than they have been because we haven't seen the ramp in animal numbers compared to 3 years ago, compared to pre-ASF, that would lead us to believe that they need to really ramp up their feed grain imports. Remember, China is pork focused, a little less in poultry space. That's why it's so meal focused and not feed grain. It's those higher protein, higher conversion ratio animals. So we've seen a lot of damage. I think the bigger pieces on the meal side or on the protein side, the vegetable protein, I don't think this is the start of this long awaited China import wave of corn that we've been talking about for 20 years. I think this is a short crop temporary situation.
Dr. Matt Roberts of Kern Metal. Back after this.
John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics, Polansky Seed, as well as Concept, Agritech Microbials and Fertilizer Supplements and Seed Treatments. They also offer American Net Wrap with $5 from every roll sold, benefiting veterans charities. Third Road Ag Sales is a family-run ag supplier offering top-of-the-line products and first-class customer service. Call John Hankey today at 562-7157 or find them at Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook. Count on Third Road Ag Sales for help growing your profits.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
729 from KNDY, cloudy, overcast, 36 degrees this morning in Marysville. A band of precipitation out of south-central Nebraska nudging south just across the state line. Activity from the Phillipsburg, Smith Center areas north past Hastings and Grand Island. Anything west of that, seeing some light, moderate precipitation this morning in the form of light rain. That may change over to snow late today, tonight, with a chance for an inch or two accumulation locally. Colder temperatures in store as highs remain in the 30s yet today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports Good Friday. In accordance with Big 12 Conference Football Game Interruption Guidelines, the Texas at KU game scheduled for tomorrow has been canceled due to UT's shutdown of football operations. The game has been declared a no contest and will not be rescheduled. The Big 12 will be wrapping up its regular season with a slimmed down schedule because of COVID postponements. In addition to KU's cancellation, number 13 Oklahoma won't play at West Virginia. Oklahoma State is still set to make up its game at Baylor, and TCU has added a non-conference home game against Louisiana Tech. Aoka Lee scored 18 points with 9 rebounds, and K-State took control early in a 62-53 win over number 22 South Dakota State. K-State mixes it up with the Milwaukee Panthers today, tip-off at 7 p.m. I'm Rick Everett with Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Kansas State High School Activities Association this week announcing their class of 2021 inductees will include former Centralia Panther head volleyball coach Kim Tennell. During 19 years tenure, Tennell and her Lady Panther volleyball team posted a state record of 582-47, made 17 state tournament appearances, winning 9 Class 1A state titles, with a state record of 8 in a row from 1997 through 2004. Marysville wrestlers defeat Wamego in North Central Kansas League dual action Thursday. Marysville 42, Wamego 26. Manhattan Chief took a pair from Frankfort in high school basketball. Girls winning 42-40 and the boys 71-52. Friday night basketball, Kansas Jayhawks pregame at 5:30, tip-off at 6 on FM 95.5. High school hoops, Marysville hosting Clay Center on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights is host to Republic County. Hanover entertains Wetmore. Washington County is host to Wakefield. Frankfort continues play in the Women's Tournament versus Manhattan Chief. Axtell will host Onega. Centralia is at Nema Hall Central. Diller Odell at Sterling. Southern is host to Tri-County.
One of the year's best meteor showers is due to put on a show this weekend. We have your viewing guide today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 11th, the 346th day of the year. David Gates has a birthday, and two legendary sports figures called it quits on this day. Joe DiMaggio retired from baseball in 1951, and Muhammad Ali fought his last bout in 1981. Put on some hot chocolate and get set for a sky-gazing outing this weekend. The Geminid meteor showers are due to be a dazzling sight, with an early-setting crescent moon providing good cover of darkness. Geminid meteors are typically bright and slow-moving. And best of all, viewing is often as good in the evening as it is in the pre-dawn hours. Sunday night will be the optimum viewing time, but shooting stars should also be plentiful tomorrow and Monday. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more sky watching advice at almanac.com.
KNDY.